CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Don't put it in your mouth. Put it in your ear.
Hi, it's Don McKellar. Craving some of those Dunkin's donuts. Mm-mm.
Okay, that was Weed with their song Amber from a brand new EP. It's called Gun Control. I'm not sure if they're going to post it soon, but hopefully you'll be able to hear it for yourself soon enough. If you are in Seattle, congratulations, you're in a cool city. Also, you can see Weed tomorrow night. They're playing with Babysitter and Cousins. That's a sick bill.
Man.
Cousins, Babysitter, and Weed?
We love Weed.
Yeah. Yeah, you're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, and I have some special guests in the studio. Hey, guys.
Hello.
You want to introduce yourself? You are the band...
Village.
I'm trying out a Nardwar thing today.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty good.
Okay, you are... Yeah, who are you? He is blowing up, by the way.
Dude, I know.
Even more
He's
more.
In GQ.
I know. That what? Was...
Yeah, Nardwar's in GQ.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Is there, like, a picture of him shirtless?
No, and, well, he's wearing his most fanciful plaid. But, yeah, no, it, and I guess, like, well, the Odd Future video or interview was,
yes.
like,
yeah.
was huge.
It has, and all the, but the thing is, all the rappers know who he is now, so it's not, like, it's sort of losing something because they're all like, oh, it's Nardwar, not like,
right.
who's this guy?
They're not super confrontational anymore, but... Yeah. I don't know. They're fine. Like, I'm not a big fan of ASAP Rocky, but watching that interview with him was
yeah.
great. Like, it's just so fun
yeah.
and exciting. It's very good. It's yeah. very good. But enough about Nardwar.
Yeah.
What about Village? How are you guys doing?
Oh, good. Real good.
Yeah.
yeah.
Is this your radio interview premiere?
No, actually. We were on your rival Jordy's show.
It's your rival.
We were on Peanut Butter and Jam a couple
cool.
months ago.
Awesome.
And it was fun.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah, good. So there's a bunch of reasons why you're here, but the primary one is because you're playing a show tonight.
Yeah, so
That's
at
right.
the Biltmore with, The Adulthood.
Yeah.
Man Your Horse.
Yeah.
And Sun Wizard.
Yeah.
And it's a benefit for the wonderful Discorder magazine.
That's right.
Which we love.
Yeah. You used to, you did, I mean, you did copy editing
I'm
and writing. And
I'm
stuff.
Alumni, yes. So I
and
was the RLA editor.
RLA editor,
yeah.
real live action, live
That's
music
right.
editor. Yeah. yeah. Cool. Well, let's play a song. We're warming up here. Okay, so let's play a song, and then we'll do some more chatting. So this is from your Bandcamp page. It's villagevillage.bandcamp.com, and we're going to listen to the song Nowhere.
Sounds good.
And are these going to end up in some sort of physical form soon enough?
Yes, but we don't know when.
Okay.
Probably soon.
Okay,
probably.
Cool. All right, so listen to it digitally now. Prepare to own it in your hands at a future date. Here we go. Here is Village.
That time of year again. Time to get loco with your favorite independent local music magazine, Discorder. The annual Discorder fundraiser night will be going down March 29th at the Biltmore Cabaret. Featuring local greats, Sun Wizard, Man Your Horse, The Adulthood, Village, DJ sets by Juggernaut, swag by way of a silent auction, and artwork from some ridiculously talented local artists. Bring yourself and a friend and get down to the Biltmore early. Doors are at 8, the show starts at 9, and tickets will be available at the door. For more info, check out discorder.ca, CITR.ca, or search for Discorder Fundraiser on Facebook. The Discorder Fundraiser, Thursday, March 29th at the Biltmore Cabaret. Friday, March 30th, it's a quadruple threat at the Interurban. Catch the Shilohs, Hello Moon, the High Drops, and Dan Williams Art Show. With DJs Elliot Way and JP Doucette, shoegazing is definitely allowed as you chill to the sounds of folk, experimental, and zuni rock pop all night long. Doors are at 8 and advance tickets are available at Scratch Records. That's the Shilohs, Hello Moon, and the High Drops. The Shilohs at the Interurban Gallery are proudly sponsored by CITR.
All right, that was Claustro. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Claustro.
Claustro. Claustro. By the band Village, who are in studio live with me here on Dunkin' Donuts on CITR 101.9. Hello, Village.
Hello.
Oh, my God, you're loud. Alex. You do have that booming, lawyerly voice.
Yeah.
So you were saying just now that, Alex, that song was recorded in your living room. It sounds great.
Thanks.
A nice living room.
Well, have you been in my living room?
I didn't make it to your housewarming. I'm so
oh,
sorry.
Oh, Dunkin'.
You know. Yeah. Life is busy. I'll make it soon enough.
Yeah, it's a nice, I don't know, we have a nice living room and our landlords are out of town for a year.
Awesome.
So we practiced there, we jammed there, and we recorded there, and it worked out pretty well.
Perfect.
Except for the drums.
Oh, yeah, we ended up getting the drums done at a real studio. Oh,
okay.
Because I don't have the mics to do the drums.
Yeah. It's a specialized, that's a niche kind of thing.
Yeah.
And the other songs were, so you recorded them all there and then you had a friend named Colin or a guy named Colin that mixed them?
Yes. Colin, used to be in Village.
Okay.
And, he's from this project called Count Oak.
Count Oak.
Yes.
Cool.
You can find him on, SoundCloud and all those things.
Mm-hmm.
But, so it started out, we started out kind of collaborating and then now that...
He lives in Toronto.
He lives
now.
In Toronto, so this is a little way that he can still partake in. And
great,
yeah, he's a very talented fellow.
So, when did you guys? You're a fairly new band. When did you guys first get together and start making music?
Well, the two of us met. Well, actually, back here at CITR in probably 2009, when I was the music director, and she came in to volunteer. So I probably made her like do something super boring, like. And then she never came back.
Right.
But then what happened?
Then we never spoke to each other ever again.
Yeah.
Until I saw you on a plane.
That my mic's on. It's just the light is weird. Oh. Yeah, sorry. So you guys, jet set lifestyle.
Yeah, basically we met in the airport on the way to Paris. Because we just kind of, you know, trundle off to Paris every now and again.
Yeah. Good.
For the weekend, you know. Yeah. And, we hung out in Paris for a bit and then decided we were going to play some music when we got back.
Cool. Yeah. Great. And so it was sort of the two of you that started it, and then...
Well, it was actually Colin and Jessica originally, yeah. And then our old keyboardist, Andrea Wan, world-famous artist Andrea Wan.
Yes, that's right.
But then she moved to Berlin to be an artist.
Oh, man, you keep losing members.
I know. It's our jet set lifestyle. It's really hard to hang on to people.
But it made room for a couple of other people. So
that's right.
You're in the studio. So why don't you introduce yourselves to the listening public?
My name's Julian Bowers, and I'm part of this other project called Sleuth. And
Shindig Winners.
Shindig Winners, that's correct.
2011.
Yeah. And I wanted to be... I was friends with Jessica for a while, and also with Alex, I had this weird history of I kept running into him.
Yeah.
Like, we first met at a boredom show in Calgary.
In then, 2006 or 7?
Yeah, something like 7, I wow. think, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I volunteered here, and then he turned out to be here, like, just by pure coincidence.
Yeah.
And then I left CITR for a while, and then all of a sudden Jessica's like, oh, you should meet my friend Alex. I'm like, okay. It was the same damn Alex all the time, so it's like, we were meant to
be. I was like,
be.
God, not this asshole again. Then he joined the band.
Yeah. but then I've been friends with Jessica for quite a while, and I've always wanted to be a part of Village, but I always... was coming in at the wrong time. Like, oh, it's like, oh, we got a new member, so we can't really use, like, oh, damn, I can't play a guitar player or the keyboardist. And then I was like, I'll be your drummer. And it's like, as soon as I offered that, it was like, we just got a drummer yesterday. I'm like, why?
It's true.
This is so stupid. And then I was like, I'll play Alp horn or didgeridoo or anything.
And then
I finally managed to sneak my way in as a bass player and a player of toy instruments.
Yeah, oh, he's the toy player.
Yeah, I have a Casio VL1, which I put for effects. And
awesome.
Yeah.
And Megan?
I met Jessica at a Halloween party via Melanie Coles.
Oh, okay.
Little cute little place above Zulu. And we were just carving pumpkins and watching scary movies, and Jessica told me about the project and said that Andrea was moving to Berlin in the spring, and I kind of, like, I was intrigued, but didn't really think anything of it. And then a few months later, she wrote me on Facebook and was like, hey, remember when you said you wanted to be in Village? So.
And what do you play in the band?
I play the keyboard.
Okay. Cool. And you're involved with Music Waste?
I am involved with Music Waste.
Well, how is it going? I heard your site was down.
Our site was down, actually. Yeah. I kept getting messages from friends I haven't talked to in a long time being like, I'm trying to apply for Music Waste. Why is the site down? And I'm just like, calm down. First of all, you know, it's not the end of the world. You can easily just write us an email and be like, right. I tried to apply. Site's down. And they'll be like, sure.
Yeah. Submissions are due tomorrow?
Submissions are due on the 31st.
31st, okay.
And then I'm not sure when we actually announce the actual lineup, but or like when the notices go out. But yeah, it's going really well. Awesome. This is my second year working for Music Waste, and it's just like the most fun ever. It's great.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah. So we're going to hear the third song from your Bandcamp. This is called Stranger Thoughts. Any intro to Stranger Thoughts? What are the Stranger Thoughts? What is your strangest
it's
thought?
It's actually thoughts about a stranger, isn't it?
I think so, yes. Yeah.
Who's the stranger? Do you know who he is now? She? He?
It was me.
Sitting across from the lounge on my way to Paris.
That's exactly what it's
Swarthy, beautiful man.
Swarthy?
Swarthy?
Swarthy.
You're thinking of Swarthy.
Swarthy. Well, you're sweet. Yeah.
Sweet.
Swarthy means dark skin.
Oh, well, you're tanned. You're kind of
That's
you're
true. Right. I'm pretty tanned.
Yeah,
tan are is you?
Healthy.
That's right. Yes. Yeah.
I guess
just recently.
I'm blathering. Okay, so let's listen to Stranger Thoughts. We'll have the song speak for itself and not my jokes. Okay, here we go. Here's Stranger Thoughts.
Oh, I think I'm a B
boy. Oh, yeah. Oh, right. Oh, yeah. Okay. Here we go.
There we go.
Bandcamp.
Don't know what to say.
All right, that was Man Your Horse. Don't play again. The song Breakfast for Dinner, and who doesn't love Breakfast for Dinner? That's from their short EP. And Man Your Horse is going to be one of the many bands playing tonight at the Discorder fundraiser happening at the Biltmore Cabaret. Village, who are here in studio, are going to be on at 9:30. Make sure to get there by 9:30.
Yeah.
It's the highlight of the night at the beginning of the night.
That's right.
Yeah. So before that, we heard Sun Wizard from their album Positively Fourth Avenue. That was the song World's Gotta Handle. They're going to be playing as well. They're the last band on tonight. And at the top there, we heard Stranger Thoughts by Village.
Yeah.
About hanging out in airport lounges. Not really, I'm joking. That's a joke. Let it go. We're going to play a song. Well, we're going to play a song by The Adulthood, who is also playing that night. If you're a fan of Tyrannahorse, The Adulthood features both Prophecy Son and Darren Fleet from Tyrannahorse. So, do you know what the difference is? Like how? It's
well, it's them two, and I don't think the third. I don't actually know the third person. In The Adulthood, but I play hockey with Prophecy and Darren.
Yeah. And what's the, but The Adulthood, is there a focus or a type of genre that they're working in?
I wouldn't care to hazard a...
Okay.
I don't want to pigeonhole anyone.
Yeah, who wants to pigeonhole? Labels, just labels.
Just listen to the music, man.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we'll listen to a song of theirs, and then we're going to listen to some Sleuth. And you are in Sleuth, and you mm-hmm. told me a very interesting... A little bit of Sleuth news. You guys are going to New York.
Yes, for New York City Pop Fest, which is happening in the later part of May from 17th to 20th, I think.
Right.
We're going to be playing in Brooklyn on May the 20th with a bunch of other bands, including like Ladybug Transistor, which I'm super excited for.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're playing with Swearin.
Oh, yeah.
You're a great band who I saw when I was in New York recently, and they're really good. So
many bands. Yes. So that's that gig's at Littlefield and on May 20th. And then the next day, on the 21st, we're actually going to be playing at this place called The Rock Shop, not to be confused with Vancouver's own
no
Rock
t-shirts.
No.
No, The Rock Shop.
Sorry, there'll be no System of a Down t-shirts at all, unfortunately, but...
Only the one you're wearing.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And, we're going to be playing that gig with... we're going to be playing that gig with Burning Hearts, which is also really exciting.
Cool.
So, yeah, two gigs in New York.
And so part of the Shindig Bounty? Yeah. Booty? I don't know, whatever you want to call it.
Bounty.
What you won from Shindig was studio time. Have you guys made use of that yet?
We were actually going to earlier this month, but unfortunately for personal reasons, it has to be delayed.
Right.
So we haven't gone in yet, but what we're planning on is a single. So we're hoping to release a 7-inch. We're not exactly sure which label we're going to work with yet, but that is very exciting. So.
And I heard you had a fun time with Mint Records. You went and hung out in bowling?
Yes, we went We went bowling, and we drank too many Granville Islands. And
whole Granville Islands.
It was drank all of the Granville Islands.
Just every single one at once. Yeah, no, it was beer bongs. Everything. Yeah.
Beer bong.
Yeah, once Randy gets started on the beer bong, that guy just puts them away. Okay, well, let's listen to Sleuth first. We talked about Sleuth, and then we'll follow up with The Adulthood also playing tonight on the Discord at the Discorder fundraiser. So here is the song that everybody here was most excited about.
There's also a music video for this one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Super cool video.
All right, so this is off of Sleuth's Bandcamp, the song Comme des Garçons. Here is Sleuth. I hope. There we go. Come on, Bandcamp, get it together.
Thank you.
Music, the art of sound and time. Waste, to cause to lose energy, strength, or vigor. Music Waste, Vancouver's annual independent cultural festival, accepting submissions until March 31st. The festival will run from June 7th through the 10th at venues across East Vancouver and, as always, will focus on the city's more innovative and genre-defying music. Don't forget to also mark your calendars for a fundraiser planned for April 6th at the Astoria Hotel. To submit to become a part of Music Waste, just visit musicwaste.ca.
You cannot spell Discorder without disco. And to disco is to attend or dance at such a club or party. Attend the Discorder fundraiser March 29th at the Biltmore Cabaret. There will be bands, swag, a silent auction, and more. Disco with Discorder, March 29th at the Biltmore, and keep that magazine from CITR Radio in print.
Going.
That was The Adulthood. From their... just one song. From their SoundCloud page, that was Go Where I Wanna Go, and they are part of tonight's festivities at the Biltmore Cabaret Discorder fundraiser. Good stuff. We've got about 10 minutes left. I wanted to just do some concert listings first. Tonight, in addition to the Discorder fundraiser, Tops from Montreal are in town at 568. Have you guys been to the old A&B Sound? I know you don't want to hype the show.
Actually, no, I have been there once.
Yeah, it sounds so weird with like the co-ed bathroom with a bar in
Gross.
It.
Yes, I've seen that.
How is that food safe? No, that just sounds disgusting. I don't. I call me old fashioned, but you know, get the beer taps out of the bathroom.
Yeah.
Friday night, Vapid are playing with Crystal Swells at the Zoo Shop. Also, Leaf Hall has a 2-night installation at Vivo. She's going to be playing as well with Kellarissa. Also on Friday night at the Interurban, the Shilohs are playing. On Saturday night, the Cousins from Halifax are going to be in town.
Oh, really?
They're playing. Yeah.
Cool. I love
Cousins. Yeah, very cool. I believe that's at the Astoria. I forgot to look it up. But, Cousins are playing. And then Brad Dunn, Slightly Birching, and Kidnapped Kids are at Thor's Palace. And the next day, Brad Dunn is playing with Collapsing Opposites at Little Mountain Gallery. That's an afternoon show. So lots of great shows.
I'm going to go to that show after baseball practice on
Sunday.
Yeah,
I'm hoping
come.
To, too. I'm going to try and bring Ellie.
Oh, yeah.
With her head earplugs. So 10 minutes left. A couple more songs. Count Oak, your friend Colin.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's former give it a village listen. Member.
Former village member. So we're going to hear the song Buried Under Maybes. Any kind of intro you want to give to that song?
He does a lot of ambient music, and this is like one of the rare tracks he sings on.
So. Okay. Cool. So we're going to listen to this just 6 days ago. It just came up. Very exciting. Late breaking music.
That's true.
And then after that, we're going to hear an early song of yours, Blankets.
Yes.
Yeah. Cool. Okay, here is Count Oak. that was Village from their EP Blankets, correct?
Yeah, it was sort of an internet-only EP.
Yeah, internet exclusive.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. and that's going to do it. Thanks so much, Village, for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us. I know some of you had to travel great distances, so I appreciate that. And others had to walk over here from the law building.
Yeah.
That's right. So tonight is the show at the Biltmore. Make sure to get there by 9:30. Any other shows scheduled yet for you guys?
We don't have anything booked right now, do we?
No.
We're going to probably take it easy for... Try and actually write... Because we haven't written any new songs in quite a long time.
Yeah,
because we're always just... We've had so many shows recently where I was practicing, so...
Yeah. Cool. And so later this summer, hopefully some sort of physical release?
Yeah, yes. That's the idea. Before the end of the summer, there will be a 7-inch EP out.
Awesome.
On Kingfisher Blues.
Is
the album.
Cool.
Or
Label.
Label.
What that the album
is it a local label?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I think we're probably like their fourth release or something like that.
I think so, yes.
Okay, nice. Well, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it.
Thanks.
If you like what you heard, you can check out the podcast at citr.ca, and you can check out what I played at duncansdonuts.wordpress.com. I'm going to finish things off with Brad Dunn. He's from Seattle. He's playing a bunch of shows this weekend, or two shows. Saturday night at Thor's Palace and Sunday at Little Mountain Gallery. Check him out. I quite like it. I've been obsessed with his... songs for the last couple weeks. This is the song Inside Outwards. Here we go, Brad Dunn.